Blog Talk Radio.
No credit check, so throw your treasures in the heavens. I gave an angel my deposit. Don't wait till that game's over, that eight ball in that corner pocket. And I'm feeling so fly, like I'm strapped to a rocket. Yah is the main power source, so let me point you to the socket. But they do not want to hear it, they hypnotize into a body. When them clouds of heaven come, there's nothing you can do to stop it. Want to hear them angels sing to save you, know it ain't a thing. Won't dash your foot against the stone, he'll bear you up on angel wings. Navigate without a compass, moving at the sound of trumpets. I went and stole my mind back, and Yahoshua was my accomplice. Just cause you an Israelite, no, that won't get you in alone. Cause y'all can raise the seed of Abraham from these stones alone.
Meditate, meditate, meditate on Yah.
Hey. Hallelujah. It's one of my favorite songs. Meditate on the Most High. Meditate on Yah. And that's what we're going to be doing these last days, Elder. I want to welcome our listeners to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Nation Elders Program. We're glad to have you with us. We got a good show tonight. This is a time-sensitive message. We know, just watching the prophetic clock, discerning the prophetic clock, because, you know, it has to be designed. Mm-hmm. Just like Shaul said, the things he spoke of, he says, they are spiritually discerned. And, you know, they teach us how to tell time when we're children, natural time.
Mm-hmm.
But tell spiritual time to see Yah's prophetic clock, that has to be spiritually discerned. Yah says, you know, you can see the sign of the times. So this is a time stamp in the prophetic clock. We're here as the watchman to cry out, let you know it's later. No, I'm not going to say later. It's much later than you think. It's much later than you think. You know, Yah says, as it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be in the end times. You know, people are going to be going about busying themselves with other things, other priorities, marrying, giving in marriage, marrying, divorcing, fornicating, adulterating, homemongering, you know, drug using, everything under the sun, everything pleasurable. You know, they're going to be pleasuring themselves.
Right.
They say, men will be lovers of pleasure. So that's what we're in. Pleasure principle is in full effect. But that's not going to stop Yah's prophetic clock. It don't matter how much fun you have, no matter how much you're enjoying this Babylonian system, you know, this Yah-less system. You know, people who don't know the revealed names, they'll say godless, this godless system, this wicked system, this unrighteous system. That's what Babylon is, a system. And people love it. They're comfortable here. I'm not just talking about the people at the top either. I'm talking about the people at the bottom, you know, as long as they have a little money in their pocket and they can get a little of this, a little of that, get a little drugs, get a little drink, have enough money to buy a hotel room, to flip in, flip somebody else in, whatever they want to do. Every wicked imagination under the sun. And isn't that the same ingredient, that perfect alignment that happened when Yah looked down and saw the earth in those times, and they say the thoughts of man are just wicked continually? It was the same way.
That's right.
It's wickedness.
Yeah.
And then you have the, to top that off, you have the fallen ones had made a mess of things. Here they are messing with the women, you know, the daughters of men, and they're having these hybrid race. And these people, you call them people, I mean, their sexual appetites, it was insatiable. I mean, they're messing with humans, they're messing with animals, plant life, amphibian life, fish life, everything. It was just wickedness. And Yah had it back in that time. And he devised a plan and said, I'm going to cut it off. It's going to be a day when I cut this off, and I'm going to destroy everything that creep upon the earth. It's going to be destroyed. And that day came. He found a righteous man in his sight by the name of Noah. He gave him his instructions. And the best thing, Noah... Noah carried those instructions out. And when he did, Yah put an end to things. And he says it's going to be just like this now. It's probably more wicked in today's time. Everything is gone. There's not even a men and women's bathroom anymore, you know, in some places. It's whatever you feel like it. Whatever orientation you feel like. You can feel like a woman today, a man tomorrow. That determines which restroom you're going to go into. I mean, it sounds comical, but it's not. And, you know, if Yah let this thing continue on its current course, pretty soon every perverted man will have a boyfriend, and I mean boy, not a grown man. He'll have a little boy friend, just like the Greeks did, you know.
Yeah.
Just like these perverted Catholic priests, you know, they call them altar boys, you know. So Yah already knows the day of destruction, and he's not going to let this wickedness go on forever. And he's not, I'm going to throw this in, he's not going to let his people, Israel, suffer forever. Our time is coming to an end, of captivity, and this wicked system. Now, I'm not getting, hold on, I know some people have gotten the day of Yah, you know, which is the end of time or the second coming of Yahshua, and the time of our ending of captivity, act like they rolled up in one. We're not saying, but we're saying, you know, we know our captivity is coming to an end, a 400-year captivity. But we're also saying that Yah knows the day that he's going to make an end to this wicked system, this wicked world. So with that said, we just want to remind you of where we are at on the prophetic clock. And we don't have to go into nothing deep and philosophical. It's just right here, simple and plain in the Word. Y'all say, as you become as a little child, we're going to keep it childlike. We're going to keep it simple. And as a matter of fact, Elder, I'll go ahead and read our foundational scripture for the night.
Okay.
It's found in Isaiah. And I found King James Version here at the hotel. This is taken for Yeshayah or Isaiah, chapter 38, verses 1 and 2. Okay, listen closely. It says, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith Yah, set thine house in order." He's giving them a warning. "Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." You know, a lot of us just think, I guess when we're in the middle of our pleasure, you know, we just think we're not, we think the opposite. We think we're going to live and not die. See, the prophet came and said, "You set your house in order because you're going to die and you're not going to live." See, but when we're spiritually blind, or when you love this wicked system and Yah turns you over to a reprobate mind, or sends you a strong delusion, you think you're just going to just play it all out. You think you're going to have your cake and eat it too. A lot of people think, "Oh, I'm going to have all the feel I could get in this world, and then I'm going to the kingdom." Okay. Keep delusion. You know, remember, he said he's going to send you them strong delusions. Even the wicked made up songs and say you can't have your cake and eat it too. So, but you believe that, huh? It says, you know, he said you're going to die and not live, but a lot of us think we're going to live and not die. It says, "Then Hezekiah turned his face." Now, this was important what he did. And this is what I hope our listeners are doing, at least by the end of this program. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. He didn't try to argue back with, you know, reason with the Malachim and say, "But, you know, hey, it's not my time. I'm not that old. I'm, you know, I got a lot of life ahead of me. I haven't done that bad. There's a lot of people done worse than me. Why is he taking me out?" He didn't say all that. What he did is immediately humbled himself. He says, look, he turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto Yah. Hezekiah repented. Okay? So that's going to be our foundation. And for the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to do our best to wake you up, shake you up. You know, sometimes you're in a deep sleep. If you just say, "Hey, wake up, El," you might not hear. Sometimes you have to put the hands on person and actually shake them. We might have to shake you up because we're running around fulfilling prophecy right now. We're acting like it was the days of Noah. We're acting like we got all day. We're acting like we got all year, like we got enough decades. Some people think centuries. Okay, but we're going to narrow that down, and we're going to show you where we're really at. And I'm going to bring Elder Yael up now. Elder Yael, you go ahead and speak whatever y'all put on your heart, and I'll be back later. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Elder, toda for the comments and so forth, you know, because as you were speaking, you know, this wicked time that we're living in now, I mean, they're just growing weaker and weaker, you know, more and more wickedness is just constantly filling this old place up, you know. And so, I mean, just take a look at what's going on out there, the politicians, people who are running for the president now, you know. We got one guy, he's married to another man, and he's setting himself up there like he's going to be the president. He's trying to, him and his man, his husband man, a wife man, whatever he want to call it, I don't even know, and don't care either, you know, but just the idea, this sickness has come up before, it's coming up before Yah, right now, as we speak, they're out there campaigning, this couple, yes, they're out there. Buddha J is the guy's name, one of their names, I know that, Buddha J. I believe he's a mayor or something at some state, some city, you know. But this is how sad this has gotten, that two men going to represent this Babylon. Imagine that. They're going to be the they're running to be the head person to lead this place, this country. And I said to myself, boy, if these people vote something in like that and set it up at the head saying he's the president of this United States, that may be it. That may be the last straw, you know, because this stuff can't stand too. Yah is not going to stand for it too much longer. You know, he's going to cut it short. He's going to bring an end to this sinful place, you know, and it's only by, you know, the fact that his righteous servants, that he's holding the winds back now until they are sealed. You see? He's holding the winds back from this place right now. And so that's why we got to do what he tells us to watch, you know? I was looking in Matthew 24, looking at the seriousness about this stuff here. I just want to look at, let me just try to see here, reading down in the verse 14. Of Matthew chapter 24. Let me just say, it says truly, well, verse 34, I'm sorry, truly I say to you, this generation shall by no means pass away until all this takes place, all of this stuff that he just talked about prior to it, before coming to this point in this chapter, you know. He talks about all of this stuff, nations shall rise against nation, ring against ring, and there shall be scarcities of food and deadly diseases and earthquakes in places. And all these are just the beginning of birth pains, you see. So this is what we got to understand. This thing is closing down, you know. And we can sit here and try to bury our heads in the sand if we want to, and somebody come along and tell you about Yah, who he is, his name, how important his name is to us, you know, and you can even see what he says about these things, you know, even way back in Deuteronomy. You know, he told us that was part of the biggest curses, one of the things that got us in the trouble that we've been in for the last 400 years, okay? But yet you got these people out there call themselves going to be representatives of the truth in these churches, and they refuse to listen to something this simple right here in Deuteronomy 28, verse 58. You know, they refuse to listen to just this right here. If you do not guard to do all the words of this Torah, this law that are written in this book, to fear this esteemed and awesome name, Yah, your Father. See, here's what he said he's going to do to you. He says, then Yah shall bring up on you and your descendants, okay, extraordinary plagues, great and lasting plagues. Yes, and grievous and lasting sicknesses. You see, he had already told us this was going to happen. So why can we not listen to this, you know, when we see these things that are happening in this world, and yet we rather cling to this lie that Satan has perpetrated all across the world, you know, this God worship, this Jesus worship, this Mary, this Allah, all of these, this garbage, these lies that is all over the world. And now these same people out there ready to go to war with each other. They both worshiping an idol, a false God, false, something that is deceiving and deceptive. But yet they're going to go to war with each other. And here we are, the people of Israel. We're sitting in between this junk when I look and see what's going on over there with between this nation and the nation of Iran. You know, I see this stuff happening. We see, you know, we see, first of all, Iran just shot down one of the drones, you know, a $240-some billion aircraft piece of junk, you know, shot it down out of the sky. And now, you know, from this country, they took it down. And now we see the president, now he's, they're saying he's using financial terrorists something against them, you know, by putting all these sanctions on them, trying to squeeze everything, keep them in a position where they can't hardly breathe. They can, as far as their finances are going, is concerned, you know. And so these, we have wars going on right now, sanctioned terrorists and so forth. Things are happening, and it is so serious because these people are unrighteous people that are controlling the weapons of mass destruction that can pretty much take down the whole, burn up the whole, a whole nation, you know, with this stuff that they are in control of, you see? That's and right. This is why we better call on Yah right now. Call on Yah while he may be found today, okay? Because if we don't, you know, things could happen anytime right now. That's why I'll go on here in Matthew 24. Look, what is he saying here? The heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my words shall by no means pass away. You see, we better call on Yah. Trust in his word, lean on it, believe in it, okay? But concerning that day and hour, okay, concerning that day and the hour, no one knows, not even the messengers of the heavens, but my Father only, okay? But as the days of Noah, what was going on in the days of Noah? All you got to do is go back, see what he was doing. Like you said, those fallen angels came down, married the women and so forth. It got so bad, like you said, about that sexual appetite they had for these humans, you know. And they went into them, and then these Nephilim, these giants, and all of that stuff was born until it got so perverted that Yah just cut it down. He stopped. He called on Noah. Noah was a righteous man, and you know, and so he chose Noah to do this, to build this ark, okay? And so, bingo, he took a few, look how small, concerning the big world that was going on at that time. How many living beings was out there on the earth, you know? But he took only a few compared, you know, to the size of how many people on earth at that time. You see? And so Yahushua is trying to warn us. Look at this, people. Look at here. As the days of Noah, so also shall the coming of the son of Adam be. So he's telling us, when he comes, look. He said, for as they were in the days before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Okay? Okay? Once he entered and shut the doors, it was over. You had no more shot at it. No more chance.
That's
and
right.
They did not know.
That's right.
They did not know. You see, they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also shall the coming of the son of Adam be. Now we know, like you have said, the 400-year prophecy, y'all have already promised us certain things that's going to happen, you know, at the end of the 400 years. And here, now, the end of the 400 years, we already there. We're there. Like we said in our message, time is just about, it's up, you know, because August, you know, that particular time will have expired. Okay? Now, so you got to remember. Got to remember, what did he say? He said, I will judge that nation, okay, that held us captive, that we wound up being in captivity too. And so we know that this same nation, we're sitting up in here, ain't nowhere in the world I could get so relaxed now and think that I'm comfortable, you know, because wake up tonight. We could wake up now, any moment, bombs could be flying all over us, you know, killing people right around us, or even killing us. You see, this is what we got to consider, because wicked men are in control of it. It's not people that are known, that knows Yah. We're talking about people that accepted a God for their, you know, their mighty one. That's what they've done.
That's right.
You see. And now these mighty ones are nothing but fallen angels, nothing but saints, you know. And so does Satan love this world? No. He hates all humankind, especially those who knows Yah. You know, he hates us with a passion. And he won't stop if Yah would allow him until he killed everything, destroyed every man, human being on this earth. You see? But he can't go no further than Yah allows. That's just that simple.
Hallelujah.
And this is why, you see, and this is why Yah, Hoshua, is warning us right now. He says, then two shall be in the field. One is taken and the one is left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. One is taken and one is left. You see? All right. Watch, he says, therefore, watch. And that's what we're trying to do. Watch, for you do not know what hour your master is coming. We don't know. But I tell you, the season, the time is developing right before our eyes. We can see it. And know this, he said, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Because of this, he says, be ready too, for the Son of Adam is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. This is what's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
If you're not careful, we better be watching. You see, we got to be watching. Who then is a trustworthy and wise servant? Who? Whom his master set over his household to give them food at in seasons. Okay? Blessed is that servant whom his master, having come, shall find so doing. So in other words, he has given us a obligation, really. We are the children of Israel, you see? And he's actually set us out here to warn the people, you know, to bring his name, bring his truth to their mind, so that they can have an opportunity to make a decision between this God worship, this white supremacy worship, you see, and they could be able to make a distinction between the two, so that they can make a choice. You know, it's going to be up to every individual to choose. You know, you got to be able, but you're going to at least have the opportunity to choose. It's just that simple. You see, because Yah has his servants a lot of different areas, everywhere, just where you don't even realize. You may not even thought that he's got his servant there. You know?
That's right.
Revealing the truth, revealing who he is to them. You see? But, you know, we got all of these high-minded, hearted people that are running these churches and all these organizations, you know? And they feel that, hey, they don't need nobody like us. I'm coming along talking about Yah, and I got this good old organization going. What am I? Why do I? What do you think I'm gonna listen to you? As a matter of fact, I'm gonna scorn you. I'm gonna debase you. I'm gonna do whatever I can to make sure nobody can hear, listen to you. You know, and that's what's got going. That's what we're fighting against. We're fighting against people that would do Satan's bidding, and they will fight for Satan. They're fighting to get to hell. That's what they're doing, to go to hell, to have a place in hell. That's what they're doing. They do anything. See, that's, and I see it. I know it's out there because I'm facing it every day. I'm facing it. I say to you that he shall set him over all his possessions. Okay, that's what we got to do, what we're going to do, regardless of what they think, how you act, how you feel. If I tell you the truth and you don't like it, that's your problem. It ain't mine. As a matter of fact,
that's
I just
right.
delivered myself. You see? And so, but if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, then this is the thing that we got to be very careful about, because Satan is tempting us. He's putting stuff out there. He's dingling that little that carrot. Is that what you said? You say, he's dingling this thing in your face. He wants to tempt you so that you bait. You know, it's like a bait. You stick it in the water trying to catch a fish. Dingle it down there and make it
right.
look good to you and all of a sudden. If you bite it, that's your life. It's over, you know? And so that's what's happening to a lot of people out there. They're taking the bait, you know, and they're just being slaughtered. I remember when I was in Chicago one time. In fact, my uncle passed, and this guy was teaching up there. At that time, I didn't know nothing about funeral. I didn't know the order of things like it explains, you know, in Exodus, I believe, and so forth, 21 or 22, somewhere along in there, how who is allowed to attend certain funerals and why, you know, and so forth. I didn't understand that. So I thought if it was just anybody in my family, I just don't know that. But I learned something, though. You know, this guy sitting up there talking loud, these lies, putting, now my uncle, the one I'm talking about, I know this guy. I knew him. In fact, I used to live with him for a little while, and when I was young, and he almost tempted me. Even at the age as I was, I may have not been able to take him on. But he tempted me and almost made me lose my cool and try to kill him because I had to catch myself. Yeah. You know what? He'll wake me up. As a matter of fact, I work the second shift. You know, you get off work at midnight, okay, when you do that. You work that particular shift. And I come home and hear this deadbeat sitting up there drinking whiskey and coffee, you know, mixing his whiskey with coffee. Yeah, and I'm tired. I just get off work. I'm ready to go to bed. But no, he's going to insist that I drink coffee with him with this whiskey in it, you know, and we go out. Yeah, this was amazing,
oh,
man.
Oh, he wanted
you know,
to party.
Yeah. His old wrinkled self, you know. He couldn't give it up. He died. I mean, in fact, when he died, my auntie, her and I was talking, and she sat there and frowned, you know, because, when you know, they will bury you in the same hole, a husband and wife, right? And because
right.
he had died, she sat there, she told me, she said, I don't want to be buried with him. She was disgusted. She said, no, don't bury me with him. Although he was not my husband, but she knew what kind of life he lived. She knew it. I mean,
right.
She put up with that. She put up with that junk for years, you know. And so when he, you know, when I came along, you know, there it was. He gonna get, you know, try to force me to, you know, and make me hang out all night with it, and I gotta go back to work the next day. You know, I said, this was crazy. This is crazy. You know. But like I said, I never forget. I just had to. Y'all just kept me because I didn't even know y'all at that time. But I almost went off. I never forget. I had to catch myself. I kept me off. And I just held back. So you know before you know so I you know there was it's my it was my mother's twin sister. You know he was her husband, and so my mother's twin sister, her and I was really close because she was just like my mother. I mean, I mean, you couldn't tell one from the other when they were younger. They were so, you know, close to twins, you know. And Yah's telling us here, but if that evil servant stays in his heart, my master is delaying his coming and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards. You see, eat and drink with the drunkards. Mm-hmm. I wasn't about to do that. The master of that servant shall come on a day when he does not expect it, and at an hour he does not know, and shall cut him in two and appoint a portion with the hypocrite. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So, you know, I just want to get that out because, you know, Satan will do whatever he can, and he will use anybody he could, you know, and that's just the way it is out there. And we got to be aware of these things. That's why Yahushua is telling us, watch, especially now. So critical. Watch now, okay? So hallelujah. So Elder, I'm gonna let you come up because I know you got something. You know.
Yeah. Right, well, so, you know, I'm just glad that whether you knew Yah at that time or not, I'm just glad he knew you and that he restrained you.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
Because he knew you had a work to do, and hallelujah, and about those funerals, I wouldn't be surprised if the person who gave the eulogy or the pastor who was up there bragging, saying what a wonderful person he was. You know, in the funerals, everybody goes to heaven. You know,
yeah, that's right. He put him up there, right there in our face. And me and my brother were sitting there, and I even told my brother, I said, this man, this is a demon up there. Because I knew the scripture at that point at least enough to know that you ain't going to heaven right now, especially living that kind of life. I could even judge about that. And so me and my brother was just kind of laughing at it. But anyway.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you. Not only people like your uncle, your late uncle, I tell you, we got the whole world pretty much just acting like it's just another day in the park, Alvin. I mean, they're walking around, as I said before, eating, drinking, making merry, marrying, divorcing, homemonging, fornicating, adulterating, you know, we got pedophiles, homosexuality, everything under the sun, just like it was in the days of Noah. It's here now. It's here now. Now,
that's right.
People say, well, what about the Nephilim? They're here. Now, could go into another message in the future, Elder, what happened, you know, when Yah destroyed the earth in the old days by the flood. Okay.
Yeah.
You reviewed Genesis. That's why they talk about these marine spirits. It said he destroyed everything that crept up on the earth. And that's just something people who listening could go and do their research in Genesis. Read those first six chapters, especially the seventh chapter of Genesis that crept on the earth. So where did those things go? Because they were having sexual relations with all type of flesh, flesh of sea, flesh, plant life, human flesh, animal. So those Nephilim, those abominable beings, everything is just like it was in the days of Noah. You know, they were smart. They say these were men of renown, so they weren't dummies. A lot of times they weren't going around advertising, you know, who they are. You know, okay, you know, wearing a badge and everything. So a lot of things are subtle today, but we who are in Yahushua, we can see the signs of the times. We can discern.
That's right.
Yah has given us the ability to tell spiritual times. So
that's right.
We know we're in the last days. We know we could see the similarities. We can see the parallels, just like it was in the days of Noah. Let me read.
That's
I'm going to do some reading right now. I'm going to read about three different scripture, and we're going to let the scripture interpret itself and shine light on where we're at and how it was compared to the days of Noah. Okay, we're going to start with Genesis 7. We're going to start at Genesis chapter 7, verse 13 to 16. This is the time of the flood. And we know Yah had given Noah a command to build this ark. The earth was wicked like it is today, and Yah was going to make an end to it. Now, Noah was a minister, too, and Noah was ministering. Were people listening? There could have possibly been more people on that ark, but people were giving themselves over to pleasure and perversion. So,
that's right.
And they deluded themselves into thinking, oh, this old man is crazy. Nothing's going to happen. The years have been going on and on for decades. This old man has been saying this flood is going to come and his God is going to make an end to things. We've been hearing it. Our grandfathers used to tell us this man was said his God could make an end to things. Oh, generation after generation, nothing has changed. They didn't listen to Noah. They went on in their pleasure. See, people are thinking nothing's going to change now because I'm going to read a scripture in 1 Peter. Let's see. I'm going to read a scripture. It's actually, Elder, in 2 Peter, and it's going to sound just like that. Saying the same thing with the same attitude the people back then in Noah's time had. Oh, this is not going to happen. Oh, it's not going to happen. I'm getting my groove on. Don't try to disturb my groove. Okay. So we're not trying to disturb it. Yah is trying to disturb it. He's trying to wake you up. Chapter 7,
that's
verse
right.
13. It says, in the self same day, this is it. Yah, that day finally came after all that scoffing that they did with Noah.
That's right.
And belittling him, mocking him, that day that he prophesied finally came. It says, in the self-same day, entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. Okay, listen to this. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird or every of every sort. He didn't get the fish, so but that's going to be for another program. Okay, and they went in. Don't miss these next two scriptures. And they went in unto Noah into the ark. You see, they went in into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. That's how Yah preserved life. The only Yah, it says, you know, when Adam, he breathed the breath of life. So life to continue, Yah says, I'm going to take the breath of life. I'm going to put it into the ark. I'm going to put it in a place of preservation. Yah preserves life. He gives life, and he preserves life, and he takes life away. Okay, so
this is
how Yah is preserving life, his breath of life. The breath of life is from Yah. And it says, so the life is in the ark now, okay? And what's going to happen to the rest outside the ark? They had their chances. I believe it was over 100 years that this message was going for. They had their chances. They chose sin, the pleasure of sin for a season, over Yah's salvation. It says, and they that went in male and female of all flesh, as Yah had commanded him. And listen here. And Yah shut him in. Yah shut that door. See, Yah shut the door. And we said, get your house in order. The door is closing. There will come a time where Yah shut the door. You think your window of opportunity is boundless, it's endless. Your window of opportunity is small. and it's smaller today than it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be
smaller
tomorrow than it is today. You know, that's why, and on the flip side, he tells us, you know, we should be happy because our salvation draws near. See, those who are in your house, we don't fret over aging or fret over the time as it moves along because we know our salvation draws near every day. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's why I say it
right.
in Revelation, even so, come. So here it is. The door is finally closed, and Yah shut them in. Yah closed that door. And you know what happened?
Too late.
Look at this. When that door is shut, it's shut. Especially
That's
when
right.
Yah shut it. And it's very significant. It says, and Yah shut them in. It ain't no man closing. He might have missed a latch or something and forgot to, you know, put the lock on it. Yah closed it. That's it. Who's going to open a door that Yah closed? And in reverse, who's going to close a door that Yah opened? Nobody.
That's right.
Okay? So the breath of life is there, and those who are damned to death, they're outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they had an opportunity. See, they had a window of opportunity, but they procrastinated. They thought, you know, hey, this message this guy says is going to be going on. I heard it when I was a baby. My father said he heard it. His grandfather. It's been going on for generations.
Mm-hmm.
That end ain't going to come. It's not going to destroy it. But the door was shut, Elder. And the window of opportunity was gone. All they could do was bang on the door and wail and cry and gnash their teeth. And that's going to be the same way it's going to be now. Y'all says, when he shut this door again, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's going to be the same thing.
That's right.
History repeats
itself. Right.
That's why the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. And when this happens this time, it's going to be that's not going to be new. All the
that's
same
right.
characters are going to be here. Those who like pleasure chose pleasure over love pleasure more than loving Yah. Those who fall into strong delusion, they're mockers.
Mm-hmm.
They think the time will never end. Because I'm about
mm-hmm.
to read that in a few minutes. The Nephilim, all the characters are still here. They're still here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to read another, let's see, Matthew. I'm going to go to Matthew
mm-hmm.
now. Matthew 22. No, Matthew 24. Elder, you read it. I'm going to follow up and read it too. Matthew 24.
Right.
I'm going
mm-hmm.
to verse. Turns bad when you can't read your own handwriting. I'm starting at verse 37.
Okay.
One moment.
All right.
24, verse 37. There it is. And see, I might just read a couple of scriptures. But as it was, I'm going to read it through 39. But as it was in the days of Noah
uh-huh.
were,
yeah.
so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days, that now is going to describe those days, that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage
mm-hmm.
until the day that Noah entered into the ark. See?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we were back in Genesis. We were back before the flood a little while ago, and we know who shut the door. Yah shut the door. In other words, until the day that Yah shut the door. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to be swept away with your sinful pleasures. Your sinful pleasures is going to be your undoing because you chose the love of pleasure over the love of Yah. Moses did the opposite. Moses could have just reigned with the Egyptians. He says, but Moses chose to suffer with his people instead of enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season. Because y'all letting us know, even if Moses would have made that wrong choice, yeah, he might would have had great pleasures. He probably had the finest houses and clothing and probably a harem of women if he wanted, you know, whatever he wanted, servant. But Yah knew it would only been for a season, and he would have sacrificed
That's right.
his life. sacrifice his soul. That's why the scriptures say, what profit a man? And in the end, what really profit a man? Though he gain the whole world materially and lose his own soul.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, for as the day, okay, it says, they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That window of opportunity is gone. I'm going to read the parallel scripture to that in Luke. This is just going to be a parallel. Luke is going to bring it out a different way. Luke 17, verses 26 through 30. Okay, and Luke, that was going to add another character and is going to give another example. Okay, Luke 17, verse 26 through 30. It says, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. There it goes again. Until the day that their window of opportunity was closed, till the day Yah shut the door. It says, likewise also, giving one more example, likewise also, verse 28, as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat. See, they always do the same thing. It's all to the flesh. They did eat, feed the face. They drank, and you know, it goes along with drinking, carousing. You get into the flesh, sexual sin. You know, drugs, everything. You just, it's like totally debauchery, you know. So read between the lines here. You know, that's why Yah gives us the Ruach. So they was drinking, sexing, and when I mean not in marriage context, I mean fornicating and all that. Homosexuality, and we know that was in a lot of time, perversion. It says they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they build it, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. So, see, so Yah shut the door behind, you know, the so to speak, the door, because when Lot went out of the city, that's when Yah said, okay, that's it. This city is going to be destroyed. It says, even thus, shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Look at the parallel. There's going to be people. It's not going to be a lot of people screaming, I hate this world. No, it's going to be a lot of people indulging in their pleasure, in their flesh. And a lot of people tell the truth be told, they don't want the end to come. They love this
world.
That's right. If you love the world, just as you're an enemy of Yah. You know, Yah said, love not the world, neither the things in the world. He said there's only three things in the world: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. You know, look at all the so-called celebrities and people with money. That's all they got, the pride of life. And the ones, you know, and with that comes the lust of the flesh. They can have whoever they want in the flesh because, you know, they have the material thing. They're on top materially. They could have whatever their eyes desire because they're on top materially. They could buy the car they want, the house they want. The lust of the flesh, the lust of their eyes, you know, because they're going to be what do you call it when you craving something? The scriptural word for it is escaping me now, but that's what they're doing. They're obtaining their craving, their fleshly craving, you know. So, matter of fact, I'm gonna find that later. I don't like things get by me like that, you know. It's in one of Paul's epistles. It's something about idolatry. It is in line with idolatry, and I don't know why that word escaped me. But we'll come back to it. But they got the lust of flesh, the lust of eye, and the pride of life. They got people looking up to them, idolizing them. Okay, coveting.
coveting. Mm-hmm. Coveting. You're greeting something.
You
have a greed for gain, a greed for more, you know. So that they covet these things and they obtain them, you know. And so it says, so, but the selfsame day that Lot went out, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them. So their riches were worth nothing in the end. They couldn't trade their riches with Yah. They say, well, wait a minute. Here, I'll give you all of this, Yah. I'll give you all of this. Everything. I'll give you the fame back. I don't have to be famous. I'll give you the money in my account, everything. I'll give you these Rolls Royces, these cars back. I'll give it all back. You take all these women. You know, I don't want them. I'll stop sinning. I'll stop adulterating. I'll stop fornicating. It's too late, Elder. Once that door is shut, it's shut.
It's over.
That's
right.
That's the cold, hard fact. I'm going to keep reading scripture, and we're gonna call it a night. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just wrote a little note. Your window of opportunity is smaller than you actually think. See, they think it's big, you know.
No,
you know, some people think, well, I'll get right a little later when I'm a little older, you know. No, your window of opportunity is small. You can't choose the day and time, you know. Hezekiah could have thought he had a lot of time, but Yah sent the prophet, said, you know, hey, get your house in order right now. He said, your life is going to be required of you tonight. You're going to die and not live, you know. So he could have thought, Hezekiah probably was not an old man at that time. You know, he probably had so-called years left in him. But not on Yah's calendar at that time. Now, you know, Yah did give him mercy after he cried out in repentance. But a lot of people, when it's your time, it's your time. Okay. So it says, Yah is quickening the time. Okay, here we go. Now, I wanted to bring this out. Not only is your time small, but the little time you have left, Yah is speeding that up. He's quickening the time. You got scripture to back that. I just pulled out a couple up right now. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to pull up a couple of scriptures. Romans 9:27.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I'm closer to Matthew. I'm going to do Matthew first, then we'll go to Romans 9:27. Matthew, you know when you read Matthew 24, Elder, and there's a part in Matthew 24. Yah is speeding up his time, and he's not just doing it for the world. He's doing it for his people's sake. He's doing it for his
people's sake
because he's going to tell it right here in Matthew 24. And he says, through all the hardship of times, tribulation going on, look what Yah is doing these last days. It's in verse 22, and it says, and except those days should be shortened. Shortened means sped up, quickened. It says, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Now, he's including us. He said, even in the elect. He said, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. They're going to be quickened. They're going to be sped up. That's why the days are going so fast, right? Of a month, right? Of years ago, so fast. It just made summer. Now, I bet you can blink and fall will be here.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's right.
So, look, the days are going quick. We're going to go to one more reference on that. I'm going to Romans 9:27. Romans chapter 9, verse 27 and 28. Because 28 tells how he's going to quicken this thing. And it says, or as Isaiah cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea. See, we're bragging because we're big, we multiply. You know, the descendants of Jacob have scattered the globe. He's covered the globe. We're scattered to the four quarters. But it says still only a remnant is going to be delivered. It's going to be saved. Look what Yah is going to do. Mm-hmm. It says, for he, that's the Most High, for he will shorten, he will finish the work and cut it short. There go that word again.
Mm-hmm.
In righteousness, because a short work or a quick work will Yah make up on earth. And I like the way the Amplified says it. He's going to make a quick work. And it says, and he's going to shorten the time. And it says he's going to close his account with man. You know, like if you unsatisfied with a bank or something, and you know, you've been banking with them, and then they start screwing you over,
And you say, I'm tired of it. I done gave him a chance. I'm closing. I'm moving my business to this bank that was around the corner. And they
right.
beg you. You got a lot of money in there. They take it out. You know, they start making excuses. Oh, well, Mr. Johnson, please, we'll do anything to keep your business. Say, no, that's it. I made up my mind. I'm closing this account.
Yep.
And it's gone. You're drawing all your money out. And you're going to their competitor. Y'all says he's going to do the same thing. He's tired of the weakness. Y'all at home, study verse Romans 9:27-28, and go on your phones or your computer and pull up verse 28 in the Amplified version. He's going to close his account with man. He's sick of it. He's fed up just like he was in the days of Noah. He's going to make a quick work. He's speeding up the days. He's speeding up the time. He's shortening the day. That's why, hey, some of you may not like you're getting older quicker, but, hey, those of us who love Yah, we don't mind because our salvation draws nigh, okay? So you should never worry about what Yah is doing if you're part of his elect. I'm going to keep reading now.
Yeah.
Time is almost up. It says, but those who are spiritually dead those who love the world will scoff and use this excuse. Okay, so we just know that Yah is tired. He's speeding up the time, right? He's going to close his account. But look how it is. Look at the parallel, how the attitude and the mindset of people is going to be in these times here. It's going to be just like it was in the days of Noah. They didn't believe Noah. They didn't believe there was going to be a time where that door is going to be shut and their window of opportunity was going to be gone and Yah was going to destroy the wicked. Okay? Look, the same mindset. Let's turn over to Second Peter chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Second Peter chapter 3. Same mindset, Elder. You're going to see it. 2 Peter chapter 3. That's why we're here tonight. We're here to wake you up and, if necessary, shake you up. 2 Peter chapter 3. It says, chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 3 through 14. I'm going to read them quick. Don't worry. It says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days, just like it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the last days. There shall come in the last days scoffers, just like it was in Noah's time, walking after their own, there we go, lust. Weren't they doing that back then? That's what they're doing today. You know why they're scoffers? Because they don't want it to end, Elder. They love that lust. They love the flesh.
Right.
And when I say the flesh, I ain't just talking about sexual flesh. Yeah, they love that. And especially the perverted form of sexual flesh, but they love all the things of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. They love the world. They love the pleasure principle. So they don't want to give that up. And so they convince themselves that, hey, it didn't happen yesterday. They said it was going to end. It ain't going to end. I can keep doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Even those who sit up in church, you know. That's their mindset. They don't want it to end. They just going through some little religious exercise every week. They get out of that suit and they hit the streets, man. They ready to have fun again. It says, look what they're saying. Where is the promise of his coming? You know, that's they're scoffing. There it goes. And that's what they're saying. Hey, man, it ain't going to end. Go ahead and plan your life. It ain't going to end. It says, for since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue. All things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
Yeah.
Man, don't bring that old end time stuff to me. It ain't ending. It says, verse 5, for this, now, the scriptures let us see how they're scoffing. Now it's going to explain why they're thinking this way. It says, for this they willingly are ignorant of. See, they want to be ignorant of it. Because why? They want to keep doing their thing. They want to keep indulging in their sin, their sinful pleasure. It says, so that's why they're willingly ignorant. Yah didn't make them. They're just willingly ignorant of it. They want to be ignorant of it. They don't even want to know the truth. It says that by the word of Yah, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water, see, we're going back to the days of Noah, world overflowed water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved until fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men, ungodly people. So their time is coming. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with Yah as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Yah is not slow or slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness or slowness, but is long-suffering. So Yah is doing this out of his grace, out of his mercy. It says, long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Sure. That's Yah's love, that all come. But all are not going to come. And say, but the day of Yah, see, this is where they think they got all that time. But look at verse 10. They think their window of opportunity is broad. But look at verse 10. But the day of Yah will come as a thief in the night. Your opportunity going to be gone just like a thief in the night. The heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt. Once all that stuff starts happening, it's gone. You can't knock on. You could bring yourself back to the days of Noah then, and the people banging on that door after Yah had shut it. This is pretty much the same thing happening here. Did the door open back up? No, it's not going to open back up. The earth also and the work that are therein shall be burned up. It says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be? How should we conduct ourselves? We know it's coming to a head. We know it's coming to an end. In all manner of holy conversation, that's the holy conversation of lifestyle. How are you going to conduct your lifestyle and righteousness? It says, here we should be doing, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of Yah. We should be looking forward to it. Those of us who are so-called his elect, we should be looking forward to it. I don't care what kind of calamity is going to come with it. We know whose we are, okay? It's a Yah knows those who are his. So if he knows those who are his, we know we are Yah's. Because it says the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yah. So we know the children of Yah, who are really the children of Yah, they know they're the children of Yah. They know they're.
That's right.
That's why it says the Spirit itself, the Ruach, bears witness with our spirit, with our own spirit. So the Spirit, Yah's Spirit in us, bearing witness with our spirit, let us know that we are his children. Okay? So that's why we should be looking forward and hastening to the coming of the day of Yah, wherein the heavens being on fire be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, who is we, his elect, those of us who are his children, we, according to his promise, we look for a new heaven and a new earth. See, we ain't trying to extend our time down here. We're not saying, well, I want to re-enroll, you know, I want to re-enlist. You know, people about to get out the military and ain't quite ready. Okay, I think I'm going to re-enlist for another 4 years. We're not trying to re-enlist to what's going on down here. We're ready to go. It says, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth. We don't care if we just bought property, if we just bought a new car, if we just got a promotion on our job. If Yah says it's time to go, man, we drop all that. It's time to go. You know, he say, my sheep know my voice. Another, they won't follow. So we could have, you know, Yah say, occupy till I come, and we might have some material blessings that maybe came upon us. But I tell you one thing, when Yah says it's time to go, his people, those material things don't mean nothing. We drop that, and we're out of here. People say, man, that house look abandoned. What that car doing? We go, okay? So we look for new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's what we want to see. We want to see a kingdom of righteousness. That's what we covet.
If you covet anything, covet's unrighteous. We covet righteousness, a world of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
That's what the kingdom is all about. It
yes,
says,
sir.
Love, joy, and peace in the Ruach, the kingdom of Yah. It says, wherefore, beloved, and this is the last scripture, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blemish. So you don't want to be found on the wrong side of history, the wrong side of things, when Yah shuts that door. You don't want to be found on the wrong side. And, oh, my goodness, I have to do this. I am so sorry. I'm going to read this because this is one of the main scriptures. And this is the last scripture because I said you don't want to be found on the wrong side of things when that door is shut. I won't promise no more.
That's
this is the last scripture. Matthew chapter 25. We're going to give an example how you don't want to be found on the wrong side. There's going to be people who are on the right side and people who are on the wrong side. They both knew each other, and they could have dwelled together. You know, to say the wheat and tares will grow together, but Yah's going to, his Malachi is going to separate. And so, look, just because you work with somebody on these wicked jobs and everything, or you might live in the same apartment building as somebody, or you go to school with somebody, that don't mean because you see time going on that that the righteous is not prepared to leave. The righteous is not prepared to leave, but you're not prepared to leave. You know what I'm saying? The way an unrighteous person might look, they might think, oh, they're living a parallel life just like me. I go to school with them every day. I see them at work. But no, but you don't know it's the spirit of that person.
Right.
So they go to work with you every day, but that don't mean that they want this earth to keep going. That doesn't mean that they wouldn't leave at the drop of a hat when they hear that alarm, that spiritual alarm, when Yah says it's time to go. That don't mean that they drop all of their material goods and you know, for a chance to be with the Mashiach. See, they're not living the same life you're living. But you are just in the carnal and you can't discern it. You just think you're just looking at them in the flesh. See, so this is a perfect example. These two groups are in the flesh, but one is righteous and one is not. And you're going to see how it plays out in the end. Okay, so I'm going to read starting at verse 1, and I'm going to read to verse 13, and we out of here. And you're going to see these two groups and see how it plays out in the end. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five, see, they divide into 10, five per group, and five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, both groups, okay? They all slumbered and slept. So it looks like they're, you know, it ain't too much different. One just got so-called oil and one. But look at the difference. You're going to see what that oil means. It says they both slumbered and slept, but at midnight, didn't the scripture just say it, then Peter, the day of Yah is going to come like a thief in the night? Is he? It's coming at midnight.
Right.
At midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. You want to go out to meet him? Now, if you're prepared, yes, you probably do want to go out to meet him. But if you're unprepared, do you really want to meet him? It says, go ye out to meet him. Look what happened. Now, here comes the separation. See, those in the flesh, up to this point, it looked like they were just thinking, oh, they just living a parallel life like we are. You know, they just trying to act like they're better. No, look at this. It says, verse 7, then all those virgins arose, all of them arose, and trimmed their lamps. Listen to this, verse 8, and the foolish, so there's five of them,
the foolish said unto the wise, now listen to this, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. They weren't trying to live. They weren't trying to live holy. They weren't trying to live a set apart, righteous life. And now they're saying, give us of your spirit. Give us some of your righteousness. You know, we want some of that on us that you got, so he would accept us into the kingdom. You know, we've been living a life of the flesh, but give us some of your righteousness. Remember that guy in the book of Acts? He saw the disciples laying hands, and whoever they laid hands on, they received the Ruach, and they started speaking in tongues. And this sorcerer,
right.
I think Simon the sorcerer, he had the nerve to say, hey, come here. Can you give me that power, whoever I lay my hands on? He ain't even trying to live righteous. He ain't even trying to know the Mashiach. You know, he don't want to walk with y'all, but he just wants the benefits of power. He's like, can you give me some of that power? And I'll pay you good money for it. Give me some of that power, whoever I lay my hands on, they will receive the ruler. So he wanted a show. He wanted to make a business out of it, you know. Not living the life. Don't know it takes the life, the love of Yah. You got to love the Yah, you know, to be filled
right.
with his spirit. So they want it on the cheek. It don't happen like that. So they're saying, give us their filthy lies. They're talking about, give us some of your righteousness. Give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Well, we don't even have the spirit. And it says, but the unwise answer is saying, no, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. You know, the Bible says, work out your own salvation. It says, but go rather to them that sell and buy you yourselves. But you think they're going to make it? They think they still got a window of opportunity. But that trumpet already sounded. So you're going to see pretty soon whether they really had one opportunity or not. That opportunity is going to be gone. And say, and while they went to buy the bridegroom, just like Simon tried to buy the Ruach HaKodesh, tried to buy him. And I think Peter said, get out of here, devil. He said, your money is going to perish with you. It says, while they went, they were, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready, that's the elect, that's the right, they that were ready went in with him, just like Noah went in, right? Noah and them went in. They went in to the marriage, and the door, there go that word door again. They went in with him, and the door was shut. Now, who was outside of that door? Those five foolish ones. They were outside,
right.
And look, the last scripture, it says, afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, Master, Master, open to us. That's what the people were doing in the days of Noah. They were banging on the door. It says, but he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. See, they trying to buy something. Just like Simon the sorcerer tried to buy the Ruach. You can't buy the Ruach. Y'all said, I don't even know you. I have no intimacy with you. You're not my people. He said, I know you not. And it says, so what's the lesson of this? The moral of this, verse 13, it says, watch therefore, for ye know not neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. See, so you're down here, you love the world, you love the sin principle, you love the pleasure principle, you love it down here in Babylon. You might be ashamed to say it in those words, but you like it. You're comfortable, you like it. And I'm not just talking about the financially rich. I'm talking about just those who love the flesh. Remember the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. You don't have to have a lot of money to have to like the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eye. You could even be prideful. You could, don't have much. Like I say, don't have a pot to piss in. You still be prideful, you know. A lot of people delude themselves thinking they higher than they really are. So these people don't want to be ready. I mean, they don't. They're the scoffers who convince themselves that it's not going to happen. They're the ones saying, "Oh, we've been hearing that for generations. It's never happened." They say the same in Noah's time, and they're saying the same today. But all these examples, they keep saying the door was shut. Your window of opportunity is gone. It says, and the door, that's verse 10, and the door was shut. That's why it says, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. So what did he say all this time? We telling you, get your house in order.
That's right.
We're living in the last days. The parallels to the days of Noah are evident. They're evident to those who are in Yah, to those that he gave the spiritual discernment. We can see it clear as day. We
That's
can
right.
see the parallels. And we could also see the parallel at the end. We see how it's going to end up. And it's not going to end good for the wicked, for the unrighteous,
right.
for those who don't love you. It says, today when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. It says, today is the day of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to go on as the scoffers do, saying, oh, well, I've been hearing this same message in church. I've been hearing the same message everywhere on the radio. Oh, it's going to come. Oh, and it's never going to come. I mean, it ain't going to come probably in my lifetime, and at least not while I'm a young person. I'm going to go ahead and have my fun. And you're going to be among the scoffers, numbered among the scoffers. And you see all through the scriptures we read, the door shut. And once it's shut, it's not opening. Or are you going to be like Hezekiah when they told him, get your house in order? Hezekiah stopped everything. He said, I'm not doing the work of it, you know. My profession, nothing. My money, my kingdom, everything could go to heck. I'm laying prostrate before Yah. I'm pleading with him. I'm repenting. I'm giving it all up. Everything I have in the flesh is nothing to me right now. Hezekiah sought Yah with all of his heart, and he repented. He didn't just ask for forgiveness. Don't listen to that church doctrine. Just ask for forgiveness. You have to repent. He repented.
Right.
And you know what God did? Yah gave him mercy. He added 15 more years to his life. But we're in the quickening.
Hallelujah.
There ain't going to be no more 15 more years. So you better get your house in order. Yah, look at us as watchmen. And if we don't sound the alarm, Yah says, yes, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer the ultimate fate. But he said, your blood is going to be required at our hands, the watchmen, if we don't warn you, if we don't sound the alarm. Well, we don't want your blood on our hands, so what do we do? We're sounding the alarm. So you can't say, Elder Yael and Elder Eliah didn't sound the alarm. We're telling you, get your house in order. It's later than you think. The door is closing. Remember, it says, today is the day of salvation. What do? Leave you a scripture. I don't want to say of hope only, because a lot of you take hope and you think you could procrastinate. What's a scripture that could rectify your situation, that could correct your situation, get you on the right side, change your destiny, your eternal destiny? 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. You got to humble yourself, realize what situation you're in. You're headed for a lake of fire eternally. We talking about your eternal destiny. Remember, Moses had a greater reason than you to stay in the flesh, because he had a kingdom to walk into and to get all the benefits of the kingdom of one of the greatest nation on earth at that time. But he was smart enough, thanks to the wisdom that Yah gave him, to choose to suffer with his people than to reign and enjoy the riches of sin for a season. So are you going to enjoy your little puny pleasures of sin for a season and forfeit your own soul? No, it says, my people who call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You got to turn. You got to repent. You got to repent. Just like the woman that at the well. I mean, not the woman at the well who was taken in adultery.
Mm-hmm.
What did Yehoshua tell her? I'm not going to go through the whole story, but at the end, he forgave her. He says, don't do it no more. He didn't just forgive. He said, don't do it no more. I mean, she got to turn around and go the other way now. So you got to repent. Turn from your wicked ways. He said, then. See, that's a conditional prayer. It ain't no just coming to Jesus prayer. That's a conditional prayer. You got to do those things. If you do those things, he said, then I'll hear your prayer from heaven. And he says, and I'll forgive your sin and heal your land. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let this day pass you by. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Elder.
All right. Hallelujah, Elder. That was a good message there that you just laid out plainly. You know, you showed it from Scripture. That's the key. That's what we're all about, you know, is talking from what Yah is teaching us every day, right from the pages of His Scripture, His Word, you see. And if we can hold on to His Word and accept His Word and believe in His Word, you see, and then that's when we start to become profitable to us, the word itself, you know, if we start to receive the blessings that we see is promised to the people of Yah, you see? And that's what we got to understand. And I'm going to get kind of close this on out with, as a matter of fact, Revelation chapter 2, and I'm going to look at verse 4 here. Notice what it says here. But I hold this against you that you have left your first love. You see, a lot of us, if we think back when we first heard about Yah and Yahushua, what a joy that brought to us, you know? And what we were, I mean, we were ready. We would speak it. We would live it. And, you know, and so we want everybody to know, hey, listen, you know, here is the truth. We got it. We know because the Spirit was upon us, you see? And so now He's telling us, look, a lot of people find themselves leaving that first love. You see, you got to hang on to that. And the only way you're going to do it, you got to stay in the Word. You got to stay in there continually to listen to what Yah is telling you at all times, because there's so many influential beings out there in the world that will distract you, that will tempt you. And if you're not careful, you know, Satan, he's watching us on every little thing, detail that we do, you know, and anything that he can set out there in front of you that would cause you to stumble, I'm telling you, he's on his job trying to do that to you, you see? But Yahushua was telling us, so remember from where you have fallen. If you find yourself don't have that joy that you used to have, you know, and you seem like things are just not going the way you really know it should go, you know, the way you really wanted to go. He says, just remember where you have fallen. Remember that. And all you got to do, search your life, make sure there's nothing that you have all of a sudden turned to and caused you to be stumbling and caused you to not be living exactly according to His Word, because these are things that Satan's going to use, some things that would just they look innocent, look like you all can excuse it. But those are dangerous things. That's the thing that Satan is doing to us. We're not careful. And so we got to research ourselves, search. Remember that song by the Temptations, take a stroll to your mind, through your mind, and you may be surprised what you might find. You see? And so that's what we got to do. Hey, what am I doing? What am I doing every day out here? What's going on here? You know? And then he said, repent and do the first works. You see? That's what we got to remember, the first love that we had for this truth. That's it. And do the work that we just did when we first got a hold to it, okay? Because we were excited for it. We were on it. And then he says, or you don't do this, or I shall come to you speedily and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. You see? So this is what we got to do. Just remember, even if we see the door is closing in, hey, do what we need to do. Follow the, you know, remember and do the repenting. In other words, turn away from all of the little things that we may be doing that is causing us to be stumbling, not realizing it, you know. And so that's what we want to remember, because he does tell us over here in Revelation chapter 3, okay, look what he says in verse 8. He says, hey, I know your works. See, Yah is making sure we understand that he is not our enemy. The enemy is Satan, the devil. Let's watch what he says. See, I have set before you an open door. See, there's a door for those of us who love Yah. It is open, okay? But like we have already discussed, that door may not be open forever. Something may eventually cause that door to close. But he says, no one is able to shut it. Yah is the only one that can shut it. You know, that you have little power, yet have guarded my word and have not denied my name. And that's why we're so careful about this name, you know, Yah's name. We got to understand it. Don't, you know, make no mistake. Don't allow yourself to get into or just start to follow the world, the way of the world. A lot of people out there, they don't, you know, they deny Yah's name. They do. They think they're still okay. They just deny the name. It's gone. God, Jesus, whatever they want to call him, you know, Elohim, anything, you know, they will do that. And so that's what we got to be careful, okay? But he tells us, I'm giving up those of the congregation of Satan who say they are Yahudims and are not, but lie. See, I am making them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. That's the key right there. He let us know that he let the world know. He's going to let the whole world know that he has loved us no matter what they do, okay? Because you have guarded my word of endurance, I also shall guard you from the hour of trial which shall come upon all the world to try those who dwell on the earth. So hallelujah. Yah is, like I said, he's given us that opportunity, that window of opportunity. It is still there for us if we understand what's taking place right now, how long or the urgency of the time for us. All right, so hallelujah, hallelujah, Elder, I believe.
Hallelujah.
I believe we have covered, you know, most of what we plan to talk about tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And bring forward. So with that being said, you know, if nothing else you have to bring forth, I guess we can go ahead on and close it out.
Hallelujah.
Okay, all right, so... with that being said, we're going to invite you again if you like to join us. If you have a question, anything that you might want to talk about with us, you can always dial 657-383-1495, and we will welcome you, and we will listen to what you have to say, which question that you may have, all right? And we can see if we can't answer it. We pray about it and make sure Yah is in control of the whole situation. So hallelujah, hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and say shalom, and we invite you here next Tuesday night, same time, okay? So shalom.
Shalom. Good
shalom.
Night.
Shalom. Shalom. All right.
This is Truth Music, the Truth Movement.
Yo, we've been a part of the biggest conspiracy this planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why? Everybody seems to hate us. Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hate us. The world is against us. We gon' bring y'all some light, you know what I mean? Check it out.
It's been a long time, but we waking up so many lies been told. We waking up so many, locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us, take our names away, but couldn't take us now. Now praise to the Most.
Is tied to us, nobody ride for us, Messiah died for us, ask the saints, all of them cry for us at last, the truth has finally come out, we the people of the Bible, this is no doubt, can these bones live, I am living proof and baffled, why my people hate the truth, false religions, false idols, false titles, this is truth music, not elementary recitals, feel this y'all, get close to the speaker, the world strengthens me when I'm feeling weaker, let it sink down. Into your mental truth, get so hot it overheat. Instruments, we from the big cities, plus the
And if you don't believe me, check out the script, Deuteronomy 28 and 68, that's the tip on who was brung to the U.S. on slave ships. Learn real history, not these BS heretics, governments, politicians making satanic decisions. Walt Disney turning kids into magicians. But now, truth is coming out in these last days. Put your strong drink down and throw away your haze. Plague, don't worry, the Most High will bring them. You want to know whose address is on the kingdom? We from the big cities, plus the big lies. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
No time for me waking up so many. Lies been told me waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold up, try to break us, take out names away, but couldn't take us now. Pray to the Most High with all your might. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Like the pit, man, an Israelite thing is really it, mind blowing. Who knowin', try to stop me from flowing. Red or green light, I just keep on going. I quiet up like a church mouse that's tiptoeing. My brothers live in falsehood, they not knowing. Think we niggas, think we black Americans, Democrats or Republicans. Pledge allegiance to fraternity, burn eternally. Tell them the truth, my folks quit to turn on me. They still learning me, my family is concerning me. I got a flow that's just straight up be earning me. But Satan got a tooth in the backyard, don't miss it. They call me king, but my hand, you don't kiss it. We from the big cities, plus big lights. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
No time for me waking up so many. Lies been told me waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold up, try to break us, take out names away, but couldn't take us now. Praise to the Most High with all your might. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom.
All right.